The owner of a local restaurant building was left wondering September 8th whether he'd be allowed to build apartments behind the business. The Bloomington Plan Commission did not come to a clear decision about the project at India Garden on East 4th Street. Some members of the commission cited concerns about other recent developments downtown. Commission member Pat Williams said the timing is problematic.
Over the last 6 years, we've approved a lot of things in Bloomington that were permitted, that were allowed, that a code simply dictated the approval. There is probably not a week that passes that I don't talk with someone somewhere that has a comment, a conversation, or simply want to express their frustration of what is happening to Bloomington.
The property on East 4th Street, commonly known as Restaurant Row, is owned by Sebgot Sheikh from Martinsville. Sheikh wants to build a three-story apartment building behind the restaurant. Commission member Chris Sturbaum asked the city's planning staff if others on Restaurant Row might soon have the same idea.
Is this a formula that is going to allow these apartments to just sit behind every one of the buildings on Restaurant Row? Or is this an allowable, once we set this precedent, can we just expect to go down the row and fill up those backyards with?
Not to jump in here, but I think it's going to be very site specific. I don't think there are very many of these sites that have the room to put a building like this. I think you're going to see more, or their existing parking lots. This is what they've chosen to do. I think that it's not setting a precedent because it's always been something that someone would be allowed to do.
Along with the various new downtown housing developments, the commission actually approved a nearly identical project twice in 2008 and 2009. At that time, the property had a different owner who died before the apartments could be built. City Attorney Patty Mulvihill advised the commission to be careful if they decide to deny the petition at this time.
When you start as a body, not as individuals, when the body starts making different decisions when they have based on information they had already had, not you as individuals, but as the Plan Commission, that troubles me in the overall perspective of what that means for the city of Bloomington as a whole in terms of liability and possible litigation. So yes, it concerns me if you are going to deny approval based on information that has already been presented to this body when the body has already approved it on two separate occasions.
Sturbaum disagreed. He said the commission has different members now than it did 5 years ago, and that they should be free to vote how they see fit.
There were waivers granted originally.
Correct.
And I'm not sure I was on the commission at that time, and I'm not sure there are other members who were not on the commission. Those waivers were a judgment call at that time on a petition that has expired. We're looking at a sensitive character district. And I don't believe this came to the Historic Commission. And this could have an impact on that character district. And I believe we are setting a precedent. And I believe we are free to make our choice in this body at this time. And I don't believe troubling is actually a legal term as such.
The building would need a waiver from some city zoning rules, including rules about building height. The new structure would be 41 feet tall, 6 feet more than the rules allow. Commission member Joe Hoffman supported the project.
One way to deal with Restaurant Row, buildings that maybe are not the optimal, most efficient use of the square footage on the ground. Older buildings, beautiful, we love them. We want them to stay that way forever. But, you know, in most cities, those houses would be gone and someone would come in and put up a taller building in their place. One way to keep Restaurant Row the way it is to let the owners of these properties put things in the back that will help them keep the fronts just the way they are and just the way we love them. And that's part of why I voted for this in 2008 and 2009. And that's related to compact urban form, but it's a more specific Restaurant Row point. Nobody walking down Restaurant Row is going to see this building. It's going to be invisible to a pedestrian.
Ultimately, not enough members voted for or against the project to make a binding decision. Hoffman joined two other members in voting yes, while Sturbaum, Williams, and two others voted against. The commission needs 5 votes to pass either motion, so the petition automatically continues to the next meeting. Board members Tom Sieber and Scott Bergens were absent.